Hey, Gone Wild Audio, this is Just Like Honey, and I am here to do CB's Playfully Innocent Lustful List of Intimate Topics, or spill it. CB, I love the name of this questionnaire. It is so clever and adorable. Love it. You're awesome for creating this, so thank you. Number one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, and 10 being exactly alike. Well, as far as masturbation, well, that's me. So, and with scripts, at least the things that I've been reading so far and others that I'm considering, will definitely be things that I can relate to, either things that I've experienced personally or that I could definitely, it's a situation that I could definitely see myself participating in. So I'm going to go with a 7. Anything that I do here that I produce, I'm going to try and keep it as true to me as possible. Number 2, what's the story behind your username? It's the song from the Jesus and Mary Chain, Just Like Honey. If you're not familiar with it, if you've seen Lost in Translation, it is the closing song, that plays after Bill Murray gets back into the taxi, after his mystery conversation with the lovely Scarlett Johansson. I love the song, I love the dreamlike quality to it. It is a fantastic kissing song. Yes, I'm one of those people who picks songs to do certain things with. But yes, it's an awesome kissing song. So yeah. And I thought that the name would be appropriate for GWA. So. Number 3. What languages do you speak? What are they? And say something sexy for us. Well, English is my native tongue. I have high school level Spanish, but high school was such a long time ago, so my knowledge of it isn't as fantastic as I'd prefer it to be. I can order a beer, a Coke, and I can ask where the bathroom is, which really at the end of the day, those are pretty, pretty important, pretty important phrases to know. I'm Hawaiian, so I also have a smattering of Hawaiian. I can read it, I can sing it. I really wish that I had a better grasp of, of my ancestral language. That's something on my to-do list, but I can't say something sexy, but I can say something really sweet. So here we go. It's aloha aku no, aloha mai no. And I totally butchered it after practicing it a few times, so. Anyway, it's, I give my love to you, you give your love to me. Yeah, that was nerves right there. Anyway, number 4, who is your celebrity look like? I don't have one. I've never looked, and no one's ever approached me and saying, wow, you look like so-and-so, or so-and-so famous person. I have had people say, gosh, you remind me of, my cousin or, my niece or something like that. But yeah, never celebrity. And I'm okay with that. I think I can go through the rest of my life without having that. It's okay. 5. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? Well, secrets are secrets for a reason. Because you don't tell them to anybody. I have someone I could tell my secrets to. But if I have secrets, I'm not telling them. Sorry. Number six, what bad habits do you have? Oh my God. I have a lot of nervous energy habits. So, picking spots, pimples and things like that, random hairs, whether on me or somebody else. Especially if someone lets me. I love that. It's not like I go up to people randomly and just start picking at them, because that's really inappropriate and kind of gross. You should always ask for consent for that sort of thing. Because consent's awesome. So, I'm not sure where I'm going with this. Biting nails, picking at my cuticles. I really should focus all that nervous energy elsewhere, but it usually ends up with me doing that. I procrastinate. In fact, I'm procrastinating right now. I should be doing something else, but no, I'm sitting here making this recording. let's see. I think those are enough bad habits for me to share. First impressions and all that. Oh my God. Let's see. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Cold. It was very cold. It was, let's see. Over. I was in college. I was 19. And, let's see. It was either December or January. It was December. We were. The boyfriend I was with at the time, we were on a trip with a large group of people. And, both of us, our roommates who we were sharing hotel rooms with, decided to stay in. We had thought that everyone would be going out. We'd be like, "Great, we can have the room." No, that did not happen. So we ended up going to, there was a park adjacent to the hotel, and we went there. And for some reason, I was the only one that ended up not wearing clothing. I'm not quite sure how that happened. But, by the end of it, I was completely naked and he still had clothes on, or some clothes anyway. Not quite sure how it happened, but yeah. It was really sweet. I guess as far as a first time would go, despite being freezing. But yeah, no, it was really sweet. And afterward, he was, he was doing the whole happy shivering, which, for me, if anyone's ever seen the movie Say Anything, you're shivering. Well, it's a happy shiver. Cueing right back to Lloyd Dobler in the back of the car. So, a little bit of a fangirl squee moment for me in my college years. Yay. I never told him that. Gosh, I've never actually told anybody that. Wow. Well, okay, I guess I do have an answer for number five. So yeah. There you go. You get a twofer for number seven. Eight, how frequently do you have sex with someone else and with yourself? I have a partner, but we haven't had sex in a long time. I mean, as far as like penetrative sex, just busy life, busy, tired. With myself, pretty frequently since I've gotten back into DWA, I pretty much every night, almost to the detriment of my sleep, I've stayed up many, many hours past when I really should have been asleep. So thanks. Thanks everyone for forcing me to take naps during the day. You guys are the best. Number nine. What is your biggest regret? Holy Christ. CB, you're just going straight for the hard questions. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, I can say this one. One of my biggest regrets is not taking school or university as seriously as I should have. I was a music education performance, was a double major. And yeah, I didn't take it as seriously as I should have. There were a lot of things that happened all at once. I'd been away from home for the first time. And my parents were strict, so I was given this huge dose of freedom, and really went overboard with it. So there's that, and then my dad died the spring semester of my freshman year. There was that, and I just medical problems came up. So yeah, my college was just completely and utterly fucked. I tried to go back, limped along, but because of my father's death, there were extra responsibilities put upon me, as aside from school, and I didn't know how to handle it properly. So yeah, I had to drop out of school. Well, I should say I got kicked out of school. Yeah, that's a let's not fluff anything here. I got kicked out of school. Oh, looking at it now, I mean, I realized that music education wasn't for me. Or I should say, working in a school system wasn't for me. I mean, it worked out, but still, I really wish that I had, was able to get my shit together and finish. I guess another regret tying in with school is that I let my music fall to the wayside. I mean, I still listen to music, but as far as playing, I haven't done anything with it in years. I made an attempt to get back into it a couple of years ago, but the memory of my skill contrasted greatly with the reality of my skill. So that was a that really sucked. So to the point where I was like, oh, fuck it, I don't even want to do that anymore. What a stupid idea to try and even get back into it. But no, I'm considering picking it up again. So, but yeah, so those are my two. Okay. Let's see. Ooh, what would you choose as your death row meal? Death row meal, comfort food. Jeez, I could say a smart ass. I could say a smart ass response and say something that takes a long time to prepare, but but now comfort food, absolutely. Give me a good fried chicken, collards, and mashed potatoes, and corn on the cob. Man, load up on the carbs. More carbs, the better. Good dark chocolate cake, ice cream. Jeez. Yes. Steamed char siu buns. Char siu bao? Oh my god, that's just so good. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you really need to fix that. It's the white steamed bread that's filled with Chinese red barbecue pork, so it's really sweet and salty, and the bread is just the, it's so smooth and warm, and you just hold it in your hand, and oh my gosh, it's so good. Yeah, if you have an Asian market near you, I mean, you can get them in the, they're frozen, you can get them frozen. Go find some today. That is your mission for today. Go to an Asian market, find some, bring it home, put it in the microwave, and just eat it, and then you'll come back and thank me. You will, I promise. Yeah. So, geez, I'm hungry. I think I'm going to go make all that right now after I do this. Jeez. So yeah, the Death Row meal, definitely. What is your favorite scent? Well, okay, my absolute favorite scent, most favorite scent in the world is, I don't even know if I can describe it properly, but it's in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's that crazy mix of the ocean and the eucalyptus trees. It just, oh my gosh, it resonates within me so much. The first time I had ever been to San Francisco, I stepped out of SFO, and it just hit me, and I inhaled it, and I felt like I was home. I know that sounds corny as hell, but it's true. But yeah, there's, the ocean just smells better there. So yeah, that's my favorite scent. General sense, definitely the ocean. You know, the beach. I love vanilla, cinnamon, you know, anything spicy or anything like that. And then, of course, you know, there's the sex. God, sex smells good. yeah, those are my favorites. Weird smells. I think some other people I'd listened to, they had talked about weird smells. I love the smell of gasoline. I love the smell of nail polish. Oh my gosh, I would be such a huffer if I didn't, you know, if I didn't give a crap about the negative effects of huffing. I would totally huff all the time. That's, yeah, I love weird chemical smells. Okay, that's getting strange. Let's see, number 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night and on sexy time nights? Regular, I sleep in t-shirt and panties. Yeah, t-shirt and panties. When it's colder, I love to wear long sleeve flannel shirts. Yeah, I have to have my back covered. But, you know, my legs and feet, that's fine. They don't need to be covered, but my back, absolutely. Unless it's super hot, then I'll sleep naked, and that goes for sexy time too, but yeah, sexy time, naked, or, I'll wear his shirt, you know, but yeah, mostly naked. I don't believe in lingerie, and it gets in the way of things. I mean, it's pretty, and, you know, I bless you ladies who can rock it out and wear it, but yeah, it's not my thing. Let's see. Do you read in bed, and who is your favorite author? I do read in bed. That is probably one of my most favorite activities. If it's snowing or if it's rainy, I love nothing more than to be in bed with my cat and a book and some tea. Yeah, definitely. That's my happy day. I try not to read in bed when I'm going to sleep, because I have a really bad habit. Well, okay, here I go with another bad habit. If the book I'm reading is, you know, if I'm really into it, I can devour a book in a night, and have. Like, I've started a book, you know, in the evening, and have plowed through it, and look up, and the sun is up. It's like, wait a minute, that wasn't there before. What the hell happened? So yeah, I lose a lot of sleep if I read before bedtime. So yeah, I try not to do that. Favorite authors? I'm just gonna go with George R. R. Martin right now, because I'm reading The Song of Ice and Fire. I'm reading the series again. But yeah, I dig fantasy, science fiction, some horror. I love comic books, graphic novels, I guess is what they're called now. Yeah, it's like a variety of things, but I'll just go with Martin for now. Let's see. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. I was woken up by my partner going down on me. It was okay. It was, you know, I'd consented ahead of time. The great thing was that I was also, well, it was probably because of it, but I was also having a sex dream. So, I thought that what I was feeling was actually my dream until I came, and then that's when I woke up. So yeah, it was this weird kind of in between dreaming but I was, you know, being pulled back into the dream, but then slipping back, you know, into reality at the same time. And so, yeah, that was, I mean, there really are, I mean, God, there are worse ways to be woken up, right? So yeah, that's been my most recent. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom and outside? Outside, caretaker. Absolutely. Caretaker is encoded in my DNA. I have to. If I don't have, if I'm not taking care of somebody or they're a pet or something like that, it's like, I feel like I have no purpose in life. Maybe a bit melodramatic, but well, whatever. That's, there it is. I would also say caretaker in the bedroom, but also hungry. Yeah, I guess I'll go with caretaker in the bedroom too. I get off on knowing that my partner's getting off. I feel more sexually satisfied knowing that I have given my partner pleasure. I don't even have to come, you know. It's all about the person that's in my bed. You know, hearing shuddering sighs and, you know, feeling and seeing their body responding to what I'm doing to them. Oh, hugest fucking turn on in the world. So yeah, caretaker, both. Let's see. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? Yes. Yes, I do. piercings, I have three. I have tops of both of my ears pierced, as well as two piercings in my lobes. Boring, I know, but yeah. Tattoo, I have one on the top of my right foot. It is it's a tattoo of two cats spooning. Yeah, I know. Aww. It's special to me, so. It hurt. God, did it hurt. But, it really wasn't that bad, honestly. My tattooist was a bit wary. Like, you do realize, I mean, that's a pretty, it's a pretty serious place for your first time. Do it. It really didn't start hurting until he got to the shading, and it was close to the bottom, going near the bottom of my foot. That was pretty excruciating. But no, it was fantastic though. I'm absolutely looking forward to my next ink. It'll probably be on my right wrist. But yeah, it'll probably be my next one. Okay, next. I lost my place. Where are we? Ah, 17. Have you ever come without touching your pussy? Yeah. My gosh. this is, yeah, gosh. The many hours of cybering in the computer lab. Yeah, no, having intense mental orgasms and, you know, feeling very, very sticky and damp. Oh, gosh, fantastic. You know, and again, I mean, you know, I guess it wouldn't be considered a traditional orgasm, but definitely, though, I mean, I've experienced, you know, orgasm type responses, you know, while pleasuring my partner. Having my tits spanked and or my nipples sucked, that'll get me to come too. yeah, absolutely. Love it. 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? And are you multi-orgasmic? Yes, I am multi-orgasmic. Absolutely. The first come is good, but it's the ones after and after and after that get better and better and better. Yeah, absolutely. Longest record. Jeez. That would probably... I spent a weekend in a hotel room. let's see. Only stopping for food. So maybe 1 to 2 every hour? 40? Maybe? Yeah. It's up there. I mean, 30 to 40. This was a while ago, but yeah. That seems to be a fair amount. Gotta keep yourselves hydrated, people. That's the key. Hydrated and well nourished, and you too can have many orgasms. let's see, 19. Holy crap, we're almost there. What is on your sexual bucket list? Oh man, bucket list. I love that idea. I am so tame thinking about these sexual bucket lists. Jeez. I'd like to finish a threesome. God damn it. I've been in the beginnings of threesomes. One was two girls and a guy, and another was two guys and me. Off to a great start. And then, you know, for various reasons, it stopped. That's disappointment, you hear. You want to know what disappointment sounds like? That's what disappointment sounds like. Yeah, I'd love to finish a goddamn threesome. That's definitely on my bucket list. Screw everything else. I just want that. Just once, please. That's all. Let's see. Yeah, that... I feel very strongly about this, I'm sure, as you can tell. That's my answer. I'm not gonna add anything else to it. That's my bucket list. One page. Finish a threesome. Eek 20. Last one. What an orgasm. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Hopefully while having an orgasm. Oh man. Well, I'm not gonna be having an orgasm, I'm sorry. Describing one though. Oh gosh. I can describe the ones I've been having recently. They've and it's actually kind of an well, at least it's to me anyway. It's been a new development where I get hot, like my temperature spikes. Usually I'm warm throughout the whole, you know, throughout sex. But lately I've, you know, the closer I'm getting, the closer I get to coming, it's like the heat starts right in my chest. And then it spreads, so it's almost like having hot water poured over me. You know, just the way that it spreads out, and it's really fast too. You know, to the point where I'm like, I'm actually sweating. And I usually don't sweat. I mean, I'm not much of a sweater. Not like you guys really need to know this, but this is like a really big deal. But yeah, yeah, it starts out in my chest, and of course, then there's the pressure that's building up, you know, in especially if I'm rubbing my clit, you know, of course, there's pressure building up there, and then the heat just kind of spreads and spreads and spreads, and then of course, when orgasm happens, you know, there's that delicious feeling of dying, you're holding your breath, and everything's falling apart, and you know, and then all of a sudden, it's just like my temperature is just 10 degrees higher. And it's, you know, it's like at one moment you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever, and at another moment it's just like, oh my god, I want this to end. But no, you don't want it to end because you want it to keep going because it feels so fucking good. Yeah, and usually if it's just a clit orgasm, then you know, rolling into the next orgasm, you know, it depends. There's like that sweet spot where you could stop right there and be fantastic, and especially if I'm in bed, it's like, it's nothing more than, you know, it gets me just to the point of being tired, I can stop, and I can fall asleep. Or, you know, if we want to keep rolling with it, then, you know, that's when either fingers come in, or, you know, or dildo, or, you know, inserting the vibrator, and giving yourself really good fucking, so, and then that just adds on top of it, and then there's more breath holding, and yeah, so yeah, that's what my orgasms have been like lately. And that's the last question. Yay. Gosh, if you're still listening, thank you. Bless your heart for staying here so long. Thank you, CB, for these amazing questions. I had a lot of fun. Yeah, so there it is. CB's playfully innocent, lustful list of intimate topics. Spill it! I'm such a dork. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye!